This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now at 7 after the hour for us to get into the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here every week at this time. And you can listen to a review anytime you'd like over the weekend at talkradiocountdownshow.com. If you happen to have heard this program the first time and you say, oh, wow, I'd like to hear a discussion of the big issues of the week, and I can't right now listen to the whole thing. So you can find it anytime over the weekend at talkradiocountdownshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and his appearance will become underscored after Michael goes through the top stories of the week, the top 10 results of the work the folks at Talkers have done to assess what the big stories are and the people being discussed. So, Michael, if you would please do the honors.
I shall do that right now. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action and the NBA playoffs, which is some of the most exciting sports there is, the playoffs in basketball. At number 9, Hawaii's Volcano Watch. At number 8, Schneiderman allegations. At number 7, the West Virginia primary race. At number 6, we have a few stories here. We have Stormy Daniels case, and we have the Cohen Russian money allegations. At number 5, the Haspel confirmation hearings, McCain's book, and the HBO documentary. At number 4, we have the Trump-Russia investigation. At number 3, Israel's Syria strikes. At number 2, North Korean prisoners released and the forthcoming Trump-Kim meeting. And number 1, the U.S. exit, the Iran nuke deal. Pretty big stories. On the people list, we have LeBron James at 10, Eric Schneiderman at 9, number 8, Don Blankenship, at number 7, Stormy Daniels, at number 6, Rudy Giuliani and Michael Cohen tied at 6, John McCain's at 5, Gina Haspel's at 4, number 3 is good old Robert Mueller, depending on who's speaking it, at number 2, Kim Jong-un, and number 1, Donald Trump. What a cast of characters, what a bunch of stories, what amazing times in which we live.
And we are here to talk about all of them as usual. This is a component of there are several hours involved in the Countdown Review. The Countdown Show every week is heard on hundreds of radio stations around the country. And as I said, you can get the podcast at talkradiocountdownshow.com, a complete overview of the things. You can't hear the whole conversation. You won't want to pick up on it. This is a program for those who really follow News Talk Radio. And so this hour with Michael is devoted often to discussions of certain stories and ancillary things that come from the world of News Talk Radio, discussions about hosts and things going on at some of the stations, and Michael's overview of what's going on in general in the News Talk business. And sometimes we don't stick to the list. Also, there's another component of this. I have several well-known talk radio personalities that join me every week in another hour to review the stories. And from time to time, we don't quite make it to the top, even though we review the actual list. And so Rich McFadden is here, who's been one of my colleagues, mainstay in my broadcast work for the past 22 years. And every once in a while, he gets a burr up his butt, Michael, about the way I conduct myself on this program, because he thinks
Because it's a countdown, and you should count down all of the topics, that's why.
Well, I do.
One of the beautiful things about you, Doug Steffen, is that you treat talk radio like a conversation that you would have with anybody. So if we're all sitting around a cocktail party and just having a conversation, it kind of ebbs and flows, and it's a natural conversation, which is great. As a talk show host, you have the ability to make a conversation last for weeks if you wanted to, and it can go anywhere. And yes, it's awesome. You're never at a shortage for anything to say. But in this kind of this little box that we're in right now, where we do a talk radio countdown, counting down the top 10 topics discussed on talk radio in the past week, it doesn't work as well. So I always give Doug a hard time when we have like 90 seconds left and we're still at number 6. Because number 10, 9, 8, 7, and 6 kind of took these left turns, Michael, and we were all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I understand this argument very well.
And,
one of the reasons that I stay out of it, even though I have a vested interest in the show as its creator, and I launched this show years ago, one of the reasons I don't get involved in this argument is because I don't really give a damn. So,
there you go.
But I mean, to me, it's just another thing on my calendar. You know, it's the weekend. I got to do the countdown show with Doug.
Here's my problem, though. Okay, I'm OCD, a little bit OCD. Okay,
a little.
And right. And if you've got 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I want to hit all of those.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Doug's excuse for not hitting all of those sometimes is, this has been talked about over and over.
Well, that's
again.
The problem. That's Doug's problem.
Ground.
That would be like Casey Kasem coming on and right now for the
You're
number
just
one song.
He must have heard the last hour. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I said.
Oh, hell with the number one song. We've heard it so many times.
Right.
Or you go into a Chinese restaurant, you order egg foo young, and they go, "We don't serve Chinese food anymore. People are tired of it." Every Italian restaurant
has a bust on me.
I mean, the fact is, it's a talk radio countdown. Look, when this show starts. Started back in 1991, I believe, is when I started this show. It was a total produced magazine countdown. We went from number 10 to number 1. Each topic had some lip service, literally and figuratively. Some of the topics don't lend themselves to an interesting review, so you do it quickly. Some of the topics are very interesting, but you've got to plan it out. You got to look at the amount of time you have, and you got to go into it with some kind of plan. What this show has evolved into in terms of this hour of the countdown complex is a loose look. I mean, I do list the topics, and nice. If something was really, really compelling, we would go and do it. But what Doug has brought to the show, and I've gone along with it, is some interesting conversation. And in some ways, it's just really a talk show of, you know, me and Doug. Of talking to each other about the things that emanate from this. So I think it's 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other. From a purist standpoint, I do wish it was a countdown. But frankly, for me, it's more fun just going into it and talking to Doug.
Okay, but here, let my OCD kind of management skills take this and flip it on its head and see if we can make it a little bit better.
Right.
I would suggest for Doug Steffen that we shouldn't go 10 down to 1, that we should actually start at number 1 and go down to 10. Because that way, if you miss the Schneiderman allegations at 8, Hawaii Volcano at 9, and MLB NBA at 10, it's not as a big of a...
So should we change the name of the program to the Count Up instead of the Countdown?
No. I think you're saying
top five more than the bottom five.
Mm-hmm. I think
Doug is too ADD to be able to hit the bottom five.
Maybe Doug is just not qualified to host this show.
Yeah, I could just give it. Yeah.
Maybe
hit the road. Let Richie
maybe
do it.
Maybe when you and I do the show, when Doug is not around, a few times we've done it, that it's really better. Maybe we should get rid of Doug.
All right. Well, I'm breaking my own rule here, and I'm keeping you guys from hitting the top 10.
No, you're not. You're providing it with something interesting for the first time in 2 months.
No.
I think that listeners love to hear behind the scenes stuff.
Of course they do.
Folks, this is unplanned. When I plugged into this, we're not in the same. None of us are in the same room. It sounds like we are. When I plugged into this 5 minutes before we went on air, Rich was there. He says, "We've got something special for you." I said, "Why?" He said, "You'll see." And so I had no idea this conversation was going to happen. But my instincts are that hey, this is interesting.
But and you and I both understand Doug and the beauty of Doug, and you just let Doug go, and that's why for 22 years I've been pulling my hair out is because I just let Doug go. And that's where he's really good. So this show, under his command, you have to let him be him, and that's what I try to do.
Well, as Michael will be happy to tell you, I wouldn't have survived this is my 54th year as a broadcaster. I probably wouldn't have survived, and I don't say this with any ego attached at all, but I am proud of my, I don't know if accomplishments, I'm proud of my career as a radio host and personality and whatever. Have I always done everything the right way? No. But I think what Richie has said, if I do say so, maybe it sounds bad coming from me, I am a human being who has not let my humanity get in the way of what I do on the air. And because I am who I am. And maybe that's why it works. Some people may think it does. Some people may not think it does. But it isn't me who is the focus. And so you're telling me something that I don't like to hear with regard to this, because this program should not be about me. It ought not to be even about Michael. And we have, you're right, we've made it about us because it may be interesting conversation. But we may not be doing justice to the list.
Don't blame me.
No, I'm not blaming you.
No, I never make it about me. I go wherever you want to go.
I know you do. That's why
sometimes
sometimes
I nudge you in the right direction.
Yes, you do.
But the fact of the matter is that we do start the hour out with me running through the list.
Right.
Therefore, right there and then, we have fulfilled the fiduciary responsibility to the listener that it is a countdown show.
There's your legal disclaimer, everybody.
Exactly. Right. You know? And then after that, whatever will be, will be. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's interesting stuff. I'm very happy with this show. When I kicked this show off years ago, when we started Talkers Magazine about a year or two into it, Talkers is 28 years old. So I think this show is about 25 or 26 years old. It was a pure countdown. I hosted it and I wrote it, and it was a magazine. We produced it in the studio. It was not in the form of a talk show. It was in the form of a special. I would come on. Welcome to the Countdown Show. Let's kick off with number 10, Major League Baseball action. And then we would have maybe what's called an actuality.
Yeah.
Somebody saying something about that.
And we did that for about 10 years.
And that's a very nice format. What it's evolved into is a live, on the air live. It's played back as a podcast and as a special at different times on different stations over the weekend. But when Doug and I do it, we do it live to tape, as they used to say. It's on the air while we do it live, so it has the feel of a spontaneous talk show as opposed to a pre-produced magazine, and I think it works. Look, I think the world is going to continue to spin whether this show exists or not. It happens to have a very large devoted audience. They seem happy with it. We don't get complaints.
Now, then we've been true to our soul by giving you some more behind the scenes in the exciting world of news talk radio. It's 20 minutes past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, "This is really weird, but your eyesight is better." I'm like, "I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking."
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had. This is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code DJB, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJB.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. This week's Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, reviewing the charts for the week. The stories, number one, the exit of our country from the nuke deal, gotten reviews one way or the other. You think this is just a political ploy? Do you find with this sort of a story, Michael, that it's almost predictable what the conversation will be on the air about this, the pros and the cons and who supports it and who doesn't? Isn't it this a fairly predictable story?
Well, that's a tough question to answer. Every story is predictable to a certain degree, but this is not a reality show, although it is in certain ways. This is real life, and the consequences of all of these moves are profound. So, yes, it is predictable, but we don't know of the choices that we could predict from which one is going to really play out. So, I guess everything is predictable from that standpoint. It doesn't make it any less compelling, dramatic, and important.
Well, the idea of what went on in the Middle East after this, or in conjunction with this, the Israeli-Syrian strike as number three, the back and forth here with various countries in the Middle East still trying to push Israel out from its ownership of this small stretch of land. This has been going on since 1948. I predict it will go on forever. It will never, and I'm not usually a pessimist like this, but I think this is just, there's no resolve to it, because it's a war among the families, like the Hatfields and the McCoys, and really has the same symptoms to it. So, you know, it just becomes another story about the same old thing. And to sort of coordinate the thinking with what I just asked you regarding politics of Republican Democrat, the same thing could be said for the Israelis versus the rest of the most of the rest of the Middle East, right? It's very predictable.
Yes, but its consequence is huge, and it is a predictable, dangerous tinderbox that could explode the world. Mm-hmm. It's an elephant in the room. As long as this conflict exists, there really cannot truly be world peace. It has vital implications. So I refuse to personally believe that it is inevitable. I do believe...
Which is inevitable? Peace
or
war?
The conflict will go on forever. I do believe that it could eventually be ironed out. Mm-hmm. And it could be ironed out one of two ways. Either all-out chaos, and then you rebuild, or maybe something could happen, something could come along, some leader, some speaker, some change of mood, a new generation, something could happen to ease the way into a more peaceful existence. I have to believe that.
Wouldn't you say that was sort of the hope when Jimmy Carter got Menachem Begin and Arafat together at the White House? Remember that in 1978? Mm-hmm. And the world thought, okay, this is the end of that problem. And, you know, they both went back to their sandboxes.
No, you're correct. You're absolutely correct. This is frustrating, but it doesn't mean it's... It doesn't mean that it's irrelevant or predictable in a way like, ho-hum, why are we wasting our time talking about it? Not just us, anybody. Because what's going on in the Middle East right now is terribly serious. Terribly serious. The Israel involved in lobbing missiles at Iran up and back. This is about as serious as it can get. That thing could spread to international mayhem very easily.
Well, the leadership in Iran, the religious leadership, is a problem, but the secular leadership isn't. Very interesting to see how that country operates. 28 past the hour. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show.
Are you an American patriot? FreeOldGlory.com is calling for all American patriots to have a free flag. We are giving away free American flags, flags for patriots, at FreeOldGlory.com. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Show off your pride as an American. Get a free American flag. Go now. That's FreeOldGlory.com. Go now.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Now 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the top 10 stories of the week, and the people. Number 5 on the people list is John McCain. Cindy McCain, who's the wife of the senator, hit back at the White House person who mocked her husband's ailing health. Can you imagine anybody this stupid? This woman who was involved, she was on some show, the usual talking head stuff, and Gina Haspel, who is the person up for the job of the CIA to run it, was the subject matter, and one of the White House aides said basically, because McCain has come out against her being confirmed, and the person who is in the focus said something to the effect that he's dying anyway, so what difference does it make? This is Kelly Sadler, who is a White House aide, and then there were a lot of shots there. I mean, you can't keep anything a secret. No matter where you say things, it just is part of our reality today, Michael.
Especially with such a political, polarized, hostile atmosphere. When,
right.
There's so many people either in politics or media, and the two blend together, who will take shots at you for anything that they can find.
Yeah. So, but that is, I mean, think about it for a second. He's dying anyway. And supposedly she says she meant it as a joke.
Oh,
you can
great.
Joke
nice,
about
nice
something
to
like
joke.
That?
Yeah, she'd be better off if she meant it than meaning it as a joke.
How so?
But they both stink.
Yeah.
But at least she's just stupid as opposed to stupid and evil.
Yeah. But there's so much of that around, whether it's just insensitivity or whether it's understanding or not understanding what it's like to be a public figure these days. You can't There ought to be, I guess, a course or training or something for
a lot of people who are public figures who are involved in ancillary roles in government are there because of their loyalty or connections with people who actually did something to get there. Mm-hmm. In other words, they're incompetent.
Right.
They're sycophants. They're suck ups. They hang on, and they get a job. And they're basically not that terribly bright. In many cases, their bosses who earned the control over that department or whatever it is aren't that mm-hmm. bright either. But the real smart politicians are the ones that make sure that the people that work for them and the people around them and the people that are appointed are smarter than them so that they can have a pool of resources to help guide the way. But in the case of Trump, I don't know. I don't know what's at play there. It's
well, you had dinner with him once. What did you came away being fairly impressed?
I think Trump is very, very smart. I think that Trump has some really good ideas. I think that Trump is on his way to possibly being one of the greatest presidents in the history of the country. But the flip side of that coin is he's a tragically flawed human being with terrible character. And he could self-destruct at any moment because of the terrible things that come with the package. Now, how's that for a complicated view?
That is one of the best and most interesting statements I think you've ever made, encapsulated into a one-sentence review of who this guy is. I don't think there is anybody who said any better. I feel, listening to those words, I agree with you 100%. I think he has a marvelous way of distracting people from what's really going on by throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
You know, that may be calculated. Some people think it's calculated. I think it's just the way the guy is. I think he's a banana when it comes to actually having skills. For whatever the reason, as you say, he's a terribly flawed individual. Think about, maybe you wouldn't say this about Obama, but think about most of the people in our lifetime, or if you look back at the list of the people, the 45 people who have been president of the United States, most of them have been whack-a jobs. They have been really out of their like borderline crazy.
Yeah, what it is, it's how well does the wackadoo aspect of their personality fit into the unpredictable circumstances in which they operate?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, I guess the tragedy is that it takes a banana at this point to make the right things happen to get us out of the muck that we're in. But there's danger when a banana is driving the bus.
Yeah.
And if we as a society, we as a media, could come to the realization that Trump is 50% fabulous and 50% terrible, and that every time he does something, we're rolling the dice, we're tossing a coin, we would all be absolutely aligned in our understanding of what's going on now and hold his feet to the fire where it should be held, but credit those who support him and credit his accomplishments when they happen. Yeah. And then we'll have a better handle on it. Because, frankly, I think that he is president.
I mean, like it or not. Yes.
Right. And he won it. He did win it fair and square by the way the game is played. Now, if there were problems attached to that, I think there are problems attached to both him and Hillary, and we've got to come to an understanding of it. But he is president. And I think the way Korea is going, North Korea, South Korea, I think that's good. I think a lot of what Trump does is working, but I don't trust that it would continue to work without a little bit of luck and a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah, that's very well said. Also, so that's why we're in this pew talking about the people on the list. John McCain, number five. Number six is Rudy Giuliani. I hear somebody else that we've known, talk radio people. He's not been a stranger. He was fired from the law firm that he was at this week because apparently they were getting calls from some of their big clients, and they got a lot of them, that were questioning Rudy Giuliani's sanity because of the way he's handled himself this week or the last couple of weeks. So where do we What do we know about Rudy Giuliani? What's your take on
Rudy Giuliani is a banana, too. I mean, obviously, there's no way in hell that what he's done is the result of brilliant calculation between him and Trump. Mm-hmm. Trump, this is a case of Trump putting a guy in who has so outlived his usefulness as a public servant. Mm. And look back to him in New York. He was a banana when he became mayor. However, this is the syndrome I described. At the time that Rudy Giuliani became mayor of New York City, it needed a banana.
Yeah.
It was in terrible shape. You couldn't walk down the street in New York without being accosted by street hoodlums, squeegee men, homeless beggars, all kinds of crime, filth. The city was a you-know-what hole.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was. But it's interesting, the guy who cleaned up the police, who was Bill Bratton, who deserved all the credit, and Giuliani got angry because he was given all the credit. He wanted the credit, so he fired the guy.
Right. And then Giuliani got all the credit for somehow leading New Yorkers out of the despair of 9/11.
Oh, my
God. Do you
know,
if 9/11 didn't happen, Bloomberg never would have been mayor.
Yeah,
it would have gone to that guy Mark Green, who was the city something.
Remember him? We all met him and knew him.
He was going to be the mayor. 9/11 changed history, and Rudy Giuliani at the time of 9/11 was already, he had outstayed his welcome. That whole America's mayor BS happened by circumstances of how Rudy Giuliani played it. He was a man who was right for the time, and he's been riding on that for years. And the fact that Trump was foolish enough to put him out there at this crucial time with the Mueller investigation, with Michael Cohen, with all this stuff that truly threatens to trip up Trump's trajectory was insane.
Mm.
And I'll be the first to admit it. If some brilliant result comes out of Giuliani's nonsense. But I can't see it. I think that Giuliani is a laughing stock.
It's a short haul to the end of that road. All right, in a moment, we're going to focus on the number three person on the list, Robert Mueller, as the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues at 44 past the hour. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen, this is a story for those of you who are not happy about the smile. When you look in the mirror, do you see a white smile? Do you feel like you've done a super job cleaning your teeth or keeping them look the way you've wanted them to look? But then you look at them, really, and it's coffee time, tea time, wine time, smoke time, because your teeth are getting all yellow. And the way to fix it is not to use some of the whitening toothpaste, because that has those little plastic pearls in them that eat away. Yeah, they may make your teeth look whiter because they're taking away the enamel. You certainly don't want that. And you don't want to use those messy strips, the trays that take 30, 40 minutes, and the taste left in your mouth is awful. There's a wonderful small product that's very powerful called Power Swabs. Power Swabs work in 5 minutes. No messy strips, no trays. This is the solution to the problem. You want a bright white smile? You need to call 800-208-1797. Order Power Swabs. They are clinically studied. They use a patented natural tooth detergent and whitening agent. They'll lighten up your stains within 5 to 6 minutes. You'll see a difference. Comes in a little tube. You snap the top off. Has a Q-tip, swab your teeth with that, and smile away. The coffee stains, the tea stains, the smoking stains will start to disappear. You try that every week for a couple of months. Wow, what a difference. Try Power Swabs. Please call 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it here. You'll get 50% off. That's 800-208-1797. 50% off. Mention Doug or DJV with Power Swabs to whiten your teeth like they've never been whitened before. Much safer, much more productive. 800-208-1797. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for the week of May 7th to the 11th. I'll start from the top at number one, the Iran nuclear deal, and are leaving that. Number two, the prisoners being released from North Korea. The situation in the Middle East is number three, with Israel and Syria. The Trump-Russia investigation is number four in the countdown. Confirmation hearings and John McCain. There's a lot of talk about McCain on his own, but then his reference to Ms. Haspel and whether she should be there or not. not caused a lot of conversation. Stormy Daniels has been in the countdown now for several months, and she's at number 6 this week. West Virginia in the primary race there, number 7 with the results. Number 8, Mr. Schneiderman in New York, alleged to be a creep. That'll be interesting to follow. Hawaii and what's happening with the volcano there. And at number 10, the usual focus on sports talk radio. That's it. I'm Doug Steffen. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Hi, it's Jen from the DJV Show. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, a newspaper article, a legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more, or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
Moms want to feel loved and appreciated on Mother's Day. But while all gifts are accepted with gratitude, jewelry will make it a day that you'll always remember. Amanda Gizzi with Jewelers of America offers some sound advice.
Fine jewelry isn't just beautiful. It also serves as a reminder of the people, moments, and locations from her life. The top gifts this Mother's Day will focus on quality, sentiment, and style. And you can find the perfect gift at any of the more than 8,000 Jewelers of America members nationwide.
What are the top styles this Mother's Day?
Initial pendants, birthstone jewelry, and modern lockets are wonderful ways to show your love. Pearls are also resurging in popularity with open cup bracelets, gold earrings, and classic necklaces. Everyday jewelry in platinum or gold can easily become a family heirloom. And jewelry with meaningful messages is always a top gift.
To find a Jewelers of America member near you, visit jewelers.org. I'm Bob Thibeau for the Consumer Radio Network.
On the people side of the Talk Countdown list prepared by the folks at Talkers Magazine, number one on the list, as usual, the President, Donald Trump. Kim Jong-un is in the number two position. Lots of conversation, and that's ongoing as well. Mr. Mueller is in number three slot. Gina Haspel, number four. Will she be confirmed or not? McCain is number five on the people list this week. Rudy Giuliani, number six, for obvious reasons. Stormy Daniels and her lawyer in the number seven position. In the eighth slot is Don Blankenship, the person who, for the most part, was the big loser in the West Virginia primary race. Number nine, the Attorney General Eric Schneiderman and his foolishness in New York. And LeBron James shows up as the number 10 person most discussed. That's the way it looks this week. The charts from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine. All right, on the countdown, number three on the people list is Robert Mueller. Mike Pence told him this week, Michael, to wrap it up. So, kind of, okay, let's start. We've had enough of this. Time to move on. It'll be interesting to see what impact, if any, that has, whether that slows him down. Or when you think about how much money it's costing the taxpayer to do this and what's going to come out of it at the end of the day, probably not much. Would you agree with that?
Well, Pence wants to wrap it up so he can become president.
Well, maybe that's it. Yeah, that
might
be it.
I mean, what is the benefit of it, wrap it up, if other than to find that it's a big nothing? If it's a big nothing, well, then, okay, that was fun. If it is a big something, then we got our hands full. Because, yeah. You know, what do we do with Trump? What do we do? It's a revelation that he has a bunch of shady characters around him. There's been a lot of shady characters around a lot of people in politics for years. I mean, what's the result? Pence becoming president? Do people want to see that? Do the liberals, do the Democrats want to see Pence become president?
I don't want to see him president, frankly. It's like the frying pan into the fire with him, at least for me. It is. I've not liked him since he was a congressman or a talk show host.
I want to see the Trump story play out. That's my final word. I want to see it play out.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Let Trump rise or fall based on results, not on all of this personality garbage.
Yeah, well, but you see, we have that weighing in the mix because personality is so important these days.
I guess so.
Look at the impact of Stormy Daniels and her personality and the lawyer that's representing her. What a hamburger. My guy, that guy is... He's looking for a show.
I know.
That's what he's looking for.
He's already got a show.
Oh, my God. All right.
He is a show.
He is a show. Michael Harrison on the countdown to 10 before the hour.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Stephen J.J. Wiseman to visit with us, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. Before we get to some of the legal implications of the stories, the charts for this week, Steve, I have a question for you.
Sure.
How can a pregnant woman tell that she's carrying a future lawyer?
I don't know how.
She has an uncontrollable craving for bologna.
Not bad.
So one of the things that is going on scam-wise, this is something that I think has gone from year to year to year. I see that people are still, and I think I asked you for some expertise earlier on in this, but it seems to have been repeated a number of times. People send me notes from time to time when we talk about stuff on the program. You can Twitter me at Doug Steffen or send me a note to Doug at DougSteffen.com. This is about the IRS.
Yeah.
The activities now, people getting tax refunds. The average tax refund this year is $249.30, which I find interesting when you spread it across. And normally you can get this back with the electronic stuff now. You can get it back in 6-7 days.
Yeah,
but if there are people who are still trying to find you, if somebody from the IRS sends you a note, then you know it's not from the IRS because they don't send emails and they'll send something in the mail. But don't click on these IRS refund at IRS.gov. You don't want to touch that with a 10-foot pole. right?
You don't, because there's a couple of things with that. First of all, it's easy to know it's not them because they're not going to call you on the phone about a refund. They're not going to communicate with you electronically, only in the mail. And so if you do get something, merely by even clicking on those links, forget about falling prey to, I'll give them my personal information. Sometimes just by clicking on links to go to a page where you would input information, that will download malware that can be either ransomware, lock up all your computer data unless you pay a ransom in Bitcoin, or keystroke logging malware where they steal the information from your computer and make you a victim of identity theft. So if it's from the IRS, it isn't.
There you go. Words of wisdom from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who runs a website dedicated to informing you about these scams. It's called Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com, a great reference. In a couple of moments, some legal, input for a couple of the stories that are on the countdown this week.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
All right, let's get to a couple of these stories this week. The Iran nuclear deal, legal aspects of that, or are there any? Is it just a political thing that has some downside to it, or is there actually a legal complication that might go with this, Steve?
Well, there are a lot of legal implications to treaties, and I think it was an interesting point that Shepard Smith of Fox News, and this is Fox News, said this wasn't the president pulling out of the treaty. This was the president violating the treaty, and the manner in which the treaty was terminated as far as the United States wasn't done strictly in accordance with the legal terms. There are people on, good people on both sides of this thing. It's an important issue, but it does show in international law, all too often it's a matter of might makes right.
Yep. All right. The Trump Russia investigation still going somewhere, nowhere, where is...
Yeah, no, it's continuing. First of all, it found all of the interference with the election. It is finding some... Michael Cohen is just getting hit with this. And once again, with these investigations, it's tangential. Things that come from other information they weren't even seeking.
Right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, always a pleasure to have you here on the Weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.